Lord, I thank you that it's not about us. And where we get our eyes off us and onto you, we experience your power. So, Lord, help us to experience your power because you're here today and you're willing to move in powerful ways. So help us just to relax and open our eyes and hearts and minds to you as Jess brings your word. We thank you for her heart, her love for you, her obedience in walking with you. And so, Lord, we know you're going to use her and the word you've put on her heart. Help us to receive it well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm sensing a bit of heaviness in the room, and I don't know what that's about. If you're carrying something heavy this morning, that's okay. Welcome home. There's a place for you here. You're allowed to feel heavy when you come home. That's okay. So I want to pray for you. If you're carrying something this morning, if you've come home carrying something that's hard, I want you to know that you're not alone, that you were seen. If that's you this morning, I want you to lift up your hands and I want to pray for you. Father God, I want to thank you that we can come home carrying heavy things. Let's pray, Father God, if there are people in this place carrying something, Father God, help them to lay them at your cross and know that you are with them and that your burden is light. Thank you for your word. We pray that you'll bring it to fruition. Amen. It's really good to be here this morning. Welcome home. Some faces that we haven't seen for a while. It's really good to see you. I really resonated with what Andrew shared last week about how good was the word last week? Bringing my community home, that's a vision statement I can get on board with. Andrew shared last week that he was bringing the word and he felt that his cup was half empty, and I feel a little bit of that this morning. I've been away all week for work and I'm really tired. So I just want to roll with you and let you know that I don't have the capacity to share the word with you this morning. I just don't. And when Andrew asked me on Monday, my first response was no, actually. I said, no, I'm going to be too tired. And then I went away and prayed about it. And God was like, hang on. You may be exhausted, but I have a word to share through you this week. And you need to stop talking about your capacity and start talking about my capacity. It was an ouch moment. Okay. A few weeks ago, the Holy Spirit woke me up really early in the morning and put a word on my heart. And I believe that it's right for today. And the word has actually changed a little bit since I sent it to you. So I'm sorry I didn't pass that by you. If it goes wrong, you can sack me later. The point of the sermon, the wording actually changed yesterday, and I really felt like they needed to. I actually added the words, your family stands with you, at the beginning of all the points this morning. And I feel like there are people this morning that need to know that you have a family here, a home that stands with you. I just felt like I really needed to do that and I needed to be obedient to changing that. So today we're going to talk about dreams, and we're going to talk about specifically the dreams and the desires that God puts on our heart. And this morning I'm wondering if anybody has had a weird dream before, a strange dream before. Does anyone have weird dreams sometimes? Yeah. I have really weird dreams all the time, like really weird dreams. And I can remember a dream that I had 5 years ago. I was in the bus on the way to church with my fellow Salvos Discipleship School students. And we were listening to this song through the speaker that was one of my favourite songs at the time. And it was a song that I wanted to have at my wedding one day. And I'm singing this song. And then all of a sudden I get this dream of a particular person standing at the end of the aisle. And he was somebody that was sitting in the bus. Somebody that I thought was a little bit strange. Somebody... He is your son and I love him. And I remember thinking, like, what the heck? Like, you know, I'd already friend zoned him a few times at this point. Like, it was just strange. And I remember going and talking to the girls after and just being really weirded out. And it must have been a dream from God, because now he's here and we've been married for almost 2 years. I know. And so, yeah, this morning I want us to talk about God-inspired dreams and desires on our heart. There are some outlines on the seat if this is helpful for you. I find writing helpful. If it's not, leave them on the floor and we'll pick them up later. The first point this morning, thank you, sound people, for putting it on the screen. I appreciate you. The first point this morning is that your family stands with you when God puts a dream on your heart. God made us a dreaming people, and through his Holy Spirit, he'll put dreams and desires on our heart. And you might be asking, Jess, well, how do I know if a dream or a desire in my heart is inspired by the Holy Spirit? And that's something that I've grappled with just in my journey of, you know, if something comes onto my heart, I'm like, is this you? Is this me? Is this the enemy? And I just want to share a couple of points with you quickly of something that helps me discern whether a dream or a desire is from God or not. And we can argue about this. There's probably more points. I'm just going to list them off to you and you can do with that as you want. Number one, I'm spending intentional time listening to the voice of God. I think it's important when we're seeking God for a dream that we're actually attentive to his voice and we're listening to what he has to say. This is for me personally. I don't believe that I can, you know, that I can say something's from God if I'm not actually waiting for his voice and listening to his voice. Because the enemy has a voice. You have a voice. It's important that we're listening to God's voice. Number two, it aligns with scripture. I don't believe that God would ever put a dream or a desire on our heart that doesn't align with his word, that goes against his character. And number three, when we pray about it, it comes from a position of worship, not a position of demanding from God. Number four, the dreams and desires that God often puts in our hearts requires a trust in his faithfulness. And number five, there's often unity in the spirit. This is one that I've learned through mistake. Unity in the spirit is so important. We need to be listening to the key people around us that love Jesus, because the Holy Spirit will often talk through them as well. Now, today's scripture is based on the story of Joseph in the Bible, one of my favorite stories. And if you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 37. Now, let me set the scene for you. In this story, Jacob has 12 sons, and Joseph is one of them. And at this point, they're living in the land of Canaan as foreigners. And that's, if you don't know, that's the land that God promised to his people. They're not living in there in the promised land yet as people of the land. They're living there as foreigners. And just if you don't know, God actually fulfilled that promise later in the story, because he is a God of his word. So in this story, God put a dream on Joseph's heart, and that's where we're going to pick up the story. Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 to 6. Thank you, sound people. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, "Listen to this dream that I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." What a dream. God put a dream in Joseph's heart to be a leader. And let me ask you this morning, have you ever felt unbacked up by the people around you? I know that I have. And I feel like this wasn't planned, but I felt like it was important to note the reaction of Joseph's brothers in this story. Joseph's family did not stand with him and back him up when God put a dream in his heart. They laughed at him. They basically said, "We'll see." Have you ever felt like that? I have. This morning, I feel like there are people here that need to know that you have a family that stands with you and that will back you up, that won't laugh at you, that won't say, "We'll see," but will actually stand with you and support you in the dreams and the desires that God places in your heart. You have a family that stands with you. Number two this morning is your family stands with you when the plan doesn't make sense. Who this morning feels that sometimes God's plan doesn't make sense sometimes? I feel like that sometimes. Because sometimes life can be a bit crappy. Sometimes the things that happen don't make sense. Sometimes things happen and we're just like, what the heck? This wasn't supposed to happen. And I believe that Joseph certainly felt like that. Sometimes things don't go the way that we wanted or the way that we planned or in the time frame that we had hoped for. And in the midst of that, we can be left feeling really hurt, really confused, and we can doubt the plans that God, the dreams that God, and the desires that God has placed in our heart. Sometimes we can say, did I hear you right, God? Did I hear you right? You've given me this dream and this desire, and it's not coming to fruition. What are you doing? This morning I want to ask you, have you ever felt that way? Do you feel that way right now? If you do, your family stands with you. You don't have to do that messy stuff by yourself. There is a community, there is a home, a safe place, as Christy said, for you to do that journey. Because we all know that that journey sucks. And we don't have to do that by ourselves. Chapter 37, verses 19 to 20 says, thank you, Adam. There's a word in here that I'm going to stuff up. If I do, just go with it. Here comes that dreamer, they said to each other. Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these. That's it, thank you. And say that a ferocious animal devoured him, and then we'll see what comes of his dreams. Wow. That wasn't supposed to happen, was it? God had put this dream, this desire in Joseph's heart to be a leader. And then all this stuff happened, hey. His life kind of fell apart. His brothers ended up selling him into slavery. I don't know about you, but if I were Joseph, I would have been pretty confused about that. Your family is with you when the plan doesn't make sense. When things happen that you weren't expecting. When the dream, the desire that you're praying for, that you're longing for, isn't coming to fruition yet. We stand with you. I had a similar experience to Joseph, me and my family last year. For those who don't know, Caleb and I had a really hard year last year. We believe that God had put a dream and a desire in our hearts to do a particular thing, a certain calling on our lives. And then all of this stuff happened that just really sucked. And we came into a place where we were really questioning the dream that God had put in our hearts, the calling that we believe he had put there. We were left feeling really broken, really confused, really doubting. And it just rocked our whole world. And when we came to a place, I can't speak for Caleb, I can speak for myself. I came to a place where I knew that I needed to come home. That I knew I needed to go to a place where there would be people that stood with me when the plan wasn't making sense, when the plan was falling apart. This was a safe place for me to be and just be held when I needed to be held. The Holy Spirit's prompting in my heart that there are people here this morning that need to know that there are people that will hold up your arms when you can't hold them up yourself. Not only do you have a God that loves you, but you have a family that loves you too and can do that journey with you. Because the plan doesn't always make sense, and that sucks sometimes. It really does. And I'm sorry if you've got a dream and a desire in your heart that's not working out the way that you had hoped for, or you're still praying for it, you're still longing for it. That's a really hard journey. I know that that's really hard. And I want you to know that you are seen and you are heard in that process. The third point this morning is that your family stands with you when you're trusting God. Something that I've learned just in my own experiences of praying for longing for dreams and desires that God's placed in my heart is that even when the plan doesn't make sense sometimes, I can make a decision to choose to trust God anyway. In the midst of confusing, disappointment, doubt, longing, we can choose to put our faith in a God who is faithful. This morning, if you're longing for something, if you're praying for something, if things aren't making sense, I want to encourage you to reflect on all the ways that you've seen God and his faithfulness in your life so far. Because we have a God that doesn't change. He's the same God yesterday as he is today. And I believe that if he's brought you through things before, he's going to do it again. Because we have a God that always keeps his promises. If you can prove to me in the Bible that God isn't a God who keeps his promises, I'll rest my case. But I don't think that you'll find that in the Word. You cannot find that in the Word. He is a God that keeps his promises and he is faithful. So if God has put a dream and a desire in your heart and you believe that it's from him, you can choose to trust him with it because he's faithful and he keeps his promises. And I know that that's hard to do when things aren't making sense and things are falling apart. I hear you. I know that that's hard. And if you're finding that journey hard today, if you've got a dream, a desire that God's placed on your heart and you're finding it hard to choose to trust in God and his faithfulness, you are not alone. You don't have to do that alone. You have a family here that will pray with you, that will support you. When everything happened with us last year, I was certainly doubting my faith. I was doubting God and his faithfulness. And it was because of people in this church family that my faith rose. It was because there were people here in this church family that encouraged me, encouraged me to seek God and his word and his faithfulness. That was a big contributor to me trusting in God, the people in this church, and the way that the Holy Spirit spoke through them. I'm totally going off point. It's okay. At the beginning of the story, it looked like things wouldn't work out well for Joseph. His brothers sold him into slavery, and it looked like it was going to be all downhill for him. He ended up being put in jail at one point, and all of these things happened. But God had a plan. God had a plan when it looked like for him things weren't making sense. He ended up being Pharaoh's advisor, looking after his household, and one day leading Egypt. Just like the dream God had put in his heart, God brought it to fruition in his timing and in his way. At the end of the story, his brothers ended up visiting him in Egypt, and they ended up reconciling their relationship. How powerful is that? And this is a verse that really encourages me when I'm seeking God and I'm praying for something I believe he's put in my heart. Genesis 50, verse 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. I believe that God turns all things for our good. He turns all things for our good, and we can hold on to his promises. He's not going to stop being faithful now. We can rest in his faithfulness. About a year ago, on the 21st of August last year, I was praying and God gave me a vision, a dream of us holding a baby girl. I'm not pregnant, by the way, just in case you're wondering. God gave me a vision and a dream of us holding a baby girl, and on the blanket in gold writing was the word Phoebe. 6 months later, I had some diagnoses and I was just having some medical issues. And I had doctors speak over me that it would be highly unlikely that we would have kids. 6 months after God gave me that vision. And instead of giving into those words that were spoken over me, I held on to the dream, the desire that God had placed in my heart. And I choose to remember that he's faithful and he is a God of his promises. And in our house, we've set up this prayer room recently, and in big writing on this prayer board that I have the word Phoebe. And now on a daily basis, I pray over that. And I say, you know what, God, I trust that you are faithful and I trust that you keep your word. I believe that the enemy and other people can sometimes speak words over us, and we can speak words over us that try and distract us from God's plan and God's dream that he's placed in our heart. And I believe that there are people here that need to hear this morning that we don't have to come into agreement. Just like Joseph didn't come into agreement with the words of his brothers, we don't have to come into agreement with the words that either we speak over ourselves, the enemy, or other people. If God has put a dream, a desire in your heart, you can trust that he's faithful and you can listen to his voice. You don't have to listen to any other voice. Okay? I believe some people need to hear that today. I need to hear that today. The only voice we need to listen to is the voice of God. Okay? Only voice we need to listen to is the voice of God. How freeing is that? How freeing is that? Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. I'm going to invite the worship team up this morning. And we're going to sing Fear Is Not My Future. I love that song. That song has been resonating in my spirit this week. Fear is not our future. You are. Let him turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. And there are a couple of things. Oh, just quickly, I want to share a verse that really encourages me to hold on to God's promises when things aren't making sense. Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Not yourself, not other people, not circumstances. He will give you the desires of your heart. We can trust and who he says he is, and we can trust that the plans, his plans for us are good. I forgot to mention that the title of this sermon is Dare to Dream. And I believe that God put that word on my heart this morning because there are people, and me myself, sometimes when the plan isn't making sense, we can lose our dreaming heart. And this morning, I believe God wants to restore people's dreaming hearts today. If you feel like that resonates with you this morning, I want to encourage you to seek after God and do what you need to do this morning to have God restore that dreaming heart in you. If you got a dream, a desire that God has placed in your heart, and things aren't making sense, you're praying and things aren't happening, or in the time frame that you want or the way that you want, I want to encourage you to surrender that dream over to God this morning and say, you know what, God, I'm choosing to trust you. I'm choosing to trust that you are faithful. I'm surrendering this dream and this desire to you, and I trust that you will bring it to fruition in your way and in your timing. If you feel like that resonates with you this morning, we have some hearts here at the cross. And if you feel led, and only if you feel led, you do what you need to do with God today. This isn't about anybody else but you and God. If there's a dream that you want to surrender to God today, I want to encourage you to write it on a heart and stick it to the cross and say, you know what, I'm giving this dream to you, God, and I'm trusting that you will make a way where there needs to be a way. I really feel led to pray for people this morning. I believe prayer is powerful. If you've had words spoken over you about the dreams and desires in your heart, either by yourself, the enemy, or other people, I want to invite you to come forward and be prayed for, because we are a family that prays for one another. We are a family that holds each other up when we're hurting and when we're seeking after God. So if that resonates for you, I want to invite you up and I want to pray for you. If there are multiple people, I'm sure other people will get up and pray with you, because we are a family that stands with each other. We are a family that stands with each other. So if you want prayer this morning, I want to encourage you to listen to that inkling in your heart. Be obedient to that. Nobody here is going to judge you or laugh at you. We support one another here. This is a safe place. Your family stands with you when God puts a dream and a desire in your heart. Your family stands with you when the plan isn't making sense. And your family stands with you when you're trusting in God's faithfulness. Father God, have your way in this place. We give you the dreams and the desires of our heart, and we thank you that you are faithful. We thank you, Father God, that if you have a plan, nobody can take that away. Not the people around us, not the enemy, not circumstances, not even ourselves, because you are a faithful Father. So we just pray, Father God, that you would help us to shake off any distractions this morning, any heaviness, and just sit at your feet this morning. Have your way in this place. Have your way in our hearts as we praise you, Father God, because you are faithful. Fear is not our future, Father God, you are. Amen.